Joining us now, he is the director of golf down at Sea Island, and they are about to host the RSM Classic. Brennan Veal joins us. Brennan, welcome into the golf shop.
Thanks, Gus. Thanks for having me.
Man, I hope it's a little warmer down there than it is here. It's not looking like a good week for us up in the Carolinas. What's it going to look like down there for the tournament?
Well, you know, right now it's pretty doggone nice. It's sunny and about 63 and going to get up to about 75 today.
That's
so it's
perfect.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Sorry to make you guys jealous, but
that's okay.
Next week may not do that. It's looking, you know, like it might get a little front moving in here Monday, Tuesday, and then cool it down on Wednesday, Thursday, but by the weekend it ought to be back up to being really nice.
Yeah, so, you know, what are the conditions of the golf course? What kind of setup are we going to see? Are we going to see firm and fast? Have we avoided some rain, or are we going to be a little softer? Is the rough up? Kind of give us a feel for what you guys are looking for this week.
Yeah, the golf courses, you know, they play both golf courses. Right. So they play the Seaside and Plantation, but then obviously go to Seaside over the weekend, and that's the one that you're going to see the most on TV. And so it's in great shape. We would like for it to play firm and fast, but if Mother Nature decides to give us a lot of rain, that's going to make it difficult. But the good news is it drains very well, and we're set to go. So it's an overseeded golf course with the exception of the greens, so hopefully we can get the greens and keep them firm and fast regardless.
Yeah, so, you know, for people that aren't familiar as they're going to be watching this week, talk about the difference between the two golf courses as we head through the Thursday and Friday rounds.
Yeah, the golf courses definitely are different, even though they're geographically right beside each other. One's a Reese Jones golf course and one is a Tom Fazio. And really, the Plantation golf course, it's got 250,000 square feet of bunkers and it's raised greens, smaller greens, and if you miss them, you know, you're either going to be in bunkers or you're going to be in rough, and it's a little tougher up and downs. It typically is about a shot, half a shot to a shot harder than Seaside. And Plantation is a par 72, Seaside is a par 70. Fazio, which is just a tremendous links golf course, just a fun golf course, not long, but the greens, again, if we are able to get them firm, and it's got a lot of fall off areas and the chipping swells where you'll see guys, you know, hit anything from flop shots to putters. Mm-hmm. And it really requires you to use your imagination on the short game side. So two distinctly different golf courses, which is a lot of fun. And by the way, the Plantation golf course will shut down in December, and Davis and Mark Love are going to redo that golf course to open next October.
Ooh. Brennan, you just mentioned Davis, and I, you know, my sister has a place at St. Simon's, and you and I probably know a lot of the same people, John McKenzie and Mark and those guys. But share with us how involved Davis Love is on St. Simon's Island. It's incredible what kind of presence he has. And you know, they've always said he's the king of the mafia or whatever that is. But can you share with the audience just how active he is on the island down there?
Yeah, I've been here 22 years now, and you know, people talk about Davis and ask, you know, hey, was he the same guy that he acts like he is on TV? And he 100% is.
Yep.
Just a super, super guy. And even before the RSM, what he does for the community through charitable work and that sort of stuff. Now they've given, you know, almost, they did $1 million last year. And so what they're doing through the tournament is fantastic. But Davis himself, I mean, he is a very, very humble, doesn't necessarily at all want to be in the spotlight, does a lot of things behind the scenes that, you know, people don't even know that he does. And it's just the kind of guy he is. And, yeah, my kids grew up with him, and don't even – one day my kids said, Dad, do we know anybody famous? I'm like, y'all know Mr. Love? And they're like, well, besides him.
Right.
But he's just such a giving, wonderful person, and he really is.
Great family. Great. Just a great family. They really are.
And we're blessed, you know, to have folks if on the tour like him down here, and he did start that, and Jonathan Bird and Zach Johnson and Matt Kuchar and guys like that that are here, and they're just all just very humble, very nice gentleman all the way around.
Yeah, so again, we're on with Brendan Veal, the director of golf at Sea Island, hosting the RSM Classic. You know, looking at the past champions and some of the runners-up and people that have played well at this golf course, these two golf courses, got a little bit of a mixed bag. What kind of player excels at this golf course? Because it kind of seems like, you know, good putters, accurate players. Is that kind of how this all sets up?
I think it does. You know, it's not going to really reward the bomber. Like I said, it's not an incredibly long golf course, but it also is not somewhere where you can just take driver on par fours and hit them, you know, bomb it down there and get it up and down. So I think accuracy and obviously the guy that's playing well and hitting greens and giving himself the chance to make the most putts is going to do very well. I mean, go back to Tommy Two Gloves set the course record on Sunday when he won here, and shooting the number he shot on that Sunday where those pins are is just ridiculous. These guys are so good. It's it's just who's hot that week. And I think basically if you hit fairways, you hit greens, you're going to make some putts, and that's the biggest thing for these guys.
Well, and it's interesting too, because when you look at from 2010 to 2018, the winning score – you know, 260 by Kisner in 2016 is the low, and 266 by Slocum, Kirk, and Streb is the high. So I mean, you're only talking a six-shot swing. So this golf course seems these two golf courses seems like they play fairly consistently over the years in terms of scoring.
They do, and you know, Kis played incredible all four rounds in 16, and was just unconscious the whole time. But typically, you know, it's going to be right around that 16 to 17, and so, you know, we're pretty proud of the fact that they've had pretty benign conditions throughout this event, and you know, they're not shooting 24-25 under.
It's like every time I've played Seaside, Brennan, the wind is howling and I shoot something like 87 or something.
And that's really the biggest defense on Seaside is the wind, and we really, you know, for whatever reason, they have not had much of that during the tournament here. And so you know, it'll be one of these days we're going to get it where it's a nor'easter or something blowing in, and you know, it's going to change it dramatically.
Talk a little bit about, you know, obviously the Seaside course being the host course. Talk a little bit about that course and, you know, scoring opportunities, opportunities where par is a good score. And then, you know, we always talk about the old school, for those of us that are old school, you know, the TV holes. We're always the last four or five holes. We're always the TV holes. Now we get to see, you know, the whole golf course all the time. But talk about specifically the last four holes and where things can go good and where things can go wrong.
Yeah, so like I said, throughout the golf course, if it's benign conditions, the guys are going to have plenty of scoring opportunities. Again, if they can hit fairway, and it doesn't mean that you have to hit driver on every hole. They'll have, you know, they'll go to a certain yardage that they want, and if they can put it in the fairway, then it gives them a great opportunity to have putts for birdies. But the par threes can be, you know, number three is a longer 220-yard par three, which is not going to be many birdies on that hole, and it lends itself to guys trying to hit the center of the green. If they go long or they go left, it's going to be a tough up and down. Going to the backside, going to the last four holes. So, you know, starting really at 14, which is, and really all the way back to 13, is really the signature hole of the golf course. Number 13, you tee off and you're looking straight out at the Atlantic behind the hole, and you got marsh left and bunkers right, and it's not a terribly long hole, but it does require that you put the ball in play. And 14 is a 440-yard par four that runs parallel to the Atlantic Ocean, a good par four that requires a very good drive to put you in a position to have a good shot into the green. And par there is a very good score, and we will see some bogeys and others there as well. But the scoring hole starts at 15. You got a par five, and for these guys, it's about a 530-yard par five. You got to cut the corner over a bunker, but if you can hit a good tee shot there, you know, for these guys, a lot of them have irons in their hands to have eagle birdie opportunities. And then 16, another signature hole. The drive is critical. Par four, the marsh comes in, and you basically you can bite off as much as you want, but you better hit a good drive to put yourself in position. It can easily. Davis was in contention maybe 3 years ago and hit it left in the marsh on 16 and made double and just went right out of the leaderboard. But you hit a good drive. Again, it's not the birdie hole. There's going to be many more pars and bogeys than there will be birdies on 16. 17 is par 3. 192-yard par 3. The pin position will be fun on Sunday as we're coming down to the end. But again, it'll be guys trying to hit it in the center of the green. Just get out of there with a par would be a fun score and a great score, and if you can make birdie there, even better. But then coming to 18, it's a long par 4. It's 460 from the tips. You got to hit driver to the top of the hill, and if it's fast and firm, you may roll down to the bottom. If it's not fast and firm, you're going to have a 200-yard plus shot left in on number 18. And typically, the pin positions on 18 are pretty fun. You know, you got a back left pin position, which is incredibly hard to get to, and then a front right pin position where Tommy had a putt, which I could not believe. He had about an 8-foot putt for 59 that you can't even get close to that pin, and somehow he had an 8-foot putt. But, you know, it's incredible, and it's fun just watching these guys and obviously knowing the golf course and watching where they hit shots from and what kind of shots they hit. It kind of blows your mind that they – just do it on a routine basis, and that's what's fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, Brennan, man, we appreciate you coming on with us and breaking down the RSM Classic for us and the two golf courses there. We look forward to a great event, and we'll be watching.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks,
let me
Brennan.
Know if I can do anything for you.
All right, we'll do. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.